It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 20 March 2020. Axios, 18 March, quote, Axios has compiled a timeline of the earliest weeks of the coronavirus outbreak in China, highlighting when the cover-up started and ended, and showing how during that time the virus already started spreading around the world, including to the U.S. In fact, January 15th was when the patient who became the first confirmed U.S. case left Wuhan and arrived in the U.S. carrying the coronavirus. A University of Southampton study published 11th of March indicated that if Chinese authorities had acted 3 weeks earlier than they did, the number of coronavirus cases could have been reduced by 95% and its geographic spread limited. The timeline, compiled from information reported by the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, South China Morning Post, and other sources, shows China's cover-up in the delay in serious measures to contain the virus lasted about 3 weeks. China is now trying to create a narrative that it's an example of how to handle this crisis, when in fact its early actions led to the virus spreading around the globe. Unquote. Meanwhile, Axios, 17 March, quote, the Chinese government announced Tuesday that it will revoke press credentials for American journalists who work for the New York Times, Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal, and whose credentials were set to expire in 2020, retaliating for state media restrictions by the Trump administration. It's an escalation of a media war in the midst of a global pandemic that will result in U.S. journalists effectively being expelled from China. The journalists will not be permitted to work in Hong Kong or Macau, which is typically what blacklisted journalists have done in the past. Unquote.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.